Welcome to the Beat Red Podcast, a show where we talk about all things embarrassing. We tell our embarrassing stories, we tell your embarrassing stories, and we love it when you tell your embarrassing stories because it's embarrassing all around. I'm Katie.
And I'm Mary Kate.
Let's turn Beat Red. How was
your week?
You tried to do it.
I did it, but I just didn't do it in time.
But I did it.
So you
go ahead and tell your thing, and then I'll drop a bomb, okay, after that.
Okay, drop a bomb. Oh, girl. Mm-mm. Okay, so my week was fine. Okay, now your turn.
I'll
just say something that happened. So I love coming here. I love it. Like, we relax, we laugh, you know. But every day, my son is two.
Yeah.
And every day my husband goes to work and he, you know, leaves. And I hoist my son up on the garbage can. And he looks out the window. He's like, bye, bye. See you soon. He's so cute.
My husband pulls
away and it's like happy all around. And then I left today and my son chased me to the door and I turned around. And I said, mommy's going to work. I love you. I'll always come back. And then I go leave and I sit in the driveway for like 5 minutes, just like scrolling, you know, just like scrolling like through Instagram and still have checking my socials. And then I had a strange sense and I look into the window and my son is like, he's like being hoisted. He's been hoisted, but he's like pounding on the window. His face is like red and swollen. And my husband is just holding him behind him, looking at me like, what have you done? Like, why don't you pull out of the goddamn driveway right now? And I was like, sorry. And I just backed out. Now I'm here and I'm so happy.
That's so hard. When I used to have to go to work and Sebastian was that age, like he would put himself like a doorstop in front of the door and just lay down in front of him. And he's like, you can't leave if you can't open the door. And I was like, oh, buddy, you're so easy. I can still open the door.
And I throw you on a beanbag chair.
It was so cute.
That's so cute.
It's nice to be wanted, you know?
It does feel like that.
Wouldn't it be worse if he was like, get out of here, Mom?
If he just didn't care.
Get out.
He was like, you were gone?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I gave birth to you.
So let's drop a bomb on everyone.
Let's hear it.
Real quick. Have some crazy life-changing news, but I am leaving LA after almost 24 years, which is very bittersweet, very sad. I love LA so much, but I am needed back on the East Coast in my hometown of Maryland. My dad has dementia and it's a hard thing and they need help, and also I want to spend time with him as much as I can, like, while he still knows who I am, and life and time is so precious, and that's what really matters and what's really important. So the first question I'm sure that all of you are asking is, what happens to the podcast?
Right.
The podcast, I'm happy to report, is going to continue.
Yes.
So you can all calm down and relax. It's going to continue.
There's
plenty of podcasts that do it remote
and
that do it across the country. That's going to be us.
Big old FaceTime with Katie, and I'm going to see her face so that I can just make her laugh
like
I always try to.
Mary Kate can still come to the studio. I will have my own home studio. And as you know, my husband is an audio engineer. So fortunately, I have that where we can kind of travel and set it up anywhere. The podcast will continue. We may have a couple week hiatus depending on the timing. We'll try to bank some episodes and do our best. But we may have a little hiatus, a little break, but that'll be okay. A little summertime. Yeah. We're looking at end of June. I don't think it's really hit me fully yet. And definitely, like, I was driving yesterday. I was over on Sunset and I was just like, that's, you know, being 21 there, 22, and like going to Saddle Ranch and Dublin's and Miyagi's. None of those places are even there anymore.
No.
You know, it's such a different town, such a different time. But yeah, it's not forever. It's the way it's meant to be for right now. And who knows? Maybe I'll end up back here. Who knows?
Yeah.
Well, what I love is
that your vision is so strong. You know what you're doing. You know where you're headed, and you just flow with the river. And I respect the hell of you because, this is the next chapter and it's going to be great.
It's going to be so great. And if you do follow me for my home design, there will be a bigger, older house and a lot of new designs. So that's exciting too.
Oh my God, I cannot wait for that.
We're going to live
for those reels. I'm going to live through you and see that. But I mean, it is true that when you live in a place so long, you look around as you're driving and you remember it. It's like a relationship. You have a memory in every corner.
I've never lived anywhere this long. Yeah, so I am flooded with memories in every single part of this giant yet small city, and like all of the friends that I've made. Like, it's such, you know, I have such love for it. So
yeah,
I'll be back to visit for sure. I will be thrifting over here, but I'm going to do thrifting up and down the East Coast.
Yes, you
I'm
going
to go to Boston, to Connecticut, to that huge antique
New York
mall.
Town.
I'm going to go, you know, to
Philly.
I have a lot of friends in South Carolina and North Carolina. Oh, and yeah, I'm going to
so
drive
fun.
All around. Yeah, Philly, North, and definitely New York. And yeah. Maryland, Delaware, everywhere. It's going to be fun.
I cannot wait.
It's going to be good. So, yeah, that's the bomb.
Yep.
Dropping
Bam!
It. You heard it here first.
Yep. This place is just smoked out right now. It's just there's no windows. You blew out all of the walls. Anthony has lost all his hair.
He turned white. Oh, my God,
head.
Anthony.
he's one strand of white hair right now.
But yeah, so that's it. But anyway, let's get back to the podcast. Let's get into it because
let's
we have a caller for our first story. I'm so excited. Her name's Jennifer. She actually wrote me on Instagram and I just loved her story because I found it to be a very relatable feeling. It takes place when she was like a teen. But it's a unique story. We definitely have never heard anything like it. So I was like, yeah, let's hear
let's
that.
Let's do it.
On the podcast.
I'm so excited.
Okay, let's call her up.
Oh my God.
Hello, this is Jennifer.
Jennifer, you're on with Katie and Mary-Kate of the Beat Rib Podcast.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're good. How are you?
We're so
good. Good.
So I know your story, obviously. Mary-Kate doesn't, so she's hearing it blindly,
oh
which we
God.
Love. We love a
it.
Blind reaction. So, yeah, I just thought your story was so, you know, relatable, but also, like, super unique. Like, I doubt anyone else has the same experience. Maybe someone out there will be like, yeah, that happened to me too.
That's but the point. That
the
is
feeling,
the point.
The feeling of being a teen and, you know, wanting to impress everyone is very relatable.
Thank you so much for doing this. We're so excited.
Yeah, of course. Good. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so whenever you're ready, you can get into it and tell us your story.
Okay. All right. So this was almost 15 years ago now. I was in college, and over the summer, I worked in the ophthalmologist's office as a tech. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. My first adult job where I had adult coworkers who had careers and all that kind of thing. And it was at that point in your life where you just really are focused on looking competent and like an adult, but you don't actually have any competence to speak of, you know?
Exactly.
Anyway, so that's the setup. So I was running the eye exam. So, you know, I would go in before the doctor and have them read the eye chart and give them the drops and all that kind of thing before the doctor came in. So the one day, this girl came in. Ooh, let me back up and say, and I was so focused on the whole process of having the right things to say. I had a script that I stuck to. I was drilling the steps so I didn't forget anything. I was very on rote for how I got through these exams.
Aww, so, anyway, nice.
Did they give you the script or yeah. did you come up with it?
You know, I shadowed with one of the other techs for a while, so I kind of mimicked what she was saying, but I got my own routine and, you know, the things you say before the drops and mm-hmm. all that kind of thing. So it was just a whole routine that was in lockstep, so I didn't mess anything up. So the one day a mom came in with her daughter, and who is she was 12, 13, something like that. And they sit down for her eye exam, and the mom goes, "Just so you know, my daughter had an accident a few years ago. She lost her left eye. She wears a prosthetic in that eye." And I was like, "Oh, okay, of course." You know, I'm very focused on having the right reactions and making sure to appear sympathetic and be professional and all of that.
Yes.
So I go through, it's just completely living inside my head.
Your
so I
brain is on overload for
you
sure.
Sound like
yes,
you're,
exactly.
You sound like you're nailing it though. I mean, you're faking it till you make it, but I think you're making it.
I'm impressed with this college baby who's doing their best.
Yeah.
Up until that point, so it gets worse from here. So the first horrifying thing I did, I get through the whole, the initial process and everything, and then I go to have her read the eye chart, and by rote, I pick up the black paddle, the occluder that you use to cover the eye we're not testing, and I hand it to her to cover the other eye, which, as we've established, was not a real eye.
Oh, no! No.
So it was unnecessary, but
she paused and looked at me and then looked at her mom and looked at me. And I was I immediately clocked what I did. I was oh my God, what is wrong with me?
Oh no.
I'm immediately panicking, but she very gamely just went ahead and put the thing over her fake eye.
Oh.
Poor girl. To read the eye chart.
Her, bless
so
her heart.
Her
reaction.
I know, right? So I'm kind of stumbling through it by that point and easily, like, triply flustered beyond what I normally am. So I know I just made an ass of myself. So I get her through reading the eye chart and I go to the next step, which is I asked her to turn the paddle and cover the other eye. That's the other one.
Okay.
Which, again, would be covering her only eye. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
They it's just like, both looked at me and they were like, again, it is not a real eye.
Like, you're like, it just looks so real. I forgot.
You could totally spin that. Like, wow, this is, I would never have guessed. I keep forgetting.
Oh, my God. I think I laughed at, like, a pitch only dogs could hear and was like, oh, yeah, no, I'm so sorry. And just fled the room. I think I cried.
Oh, my God.
Poor sweet thing. Yeah. What did she do when you handed her the paddle for that? The mom just said it's not a real eye, and you were just like, okay, I'm leaving.
Bye. You're like, I think I left the stove on. You know, though, it comes from,
basically,
you have such an empathetic heart that you are just trying so hard to be, you know, make everyone comfortable, be professional, follow the script. And you're young. And you, like you were saying, it was a fake it till you make it situation. And I think in that you tripped yourself because you were just so focused on making everyone comfortable. But it's really funny that she just covered her eye like, okay, we're doing this.
I love it. But also that feeling of accommodating. Yeah, that feeling of just wanting to get it right. I definitely related to that. And like, yes, when you do have like a script that you want to stick to or a routine that you stick to and it just becomes like just second nature and you don't think about it. I think we've all done things like that where you make 100%. A mistake because you like even like driving to work the same way every day and then you're not going to work and you still drive to work because you're used to it. You know what I mean? It's like the same kind of thing where you're just in that routine where you just do something. So it makes sense. You're like, okay, now we're doing the left eye. Oh, that's right.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. And like, yeah, I once asked a whole table of people who were in AA if they wanted a drink. I literally just was like, they told me they were in AA and I was like, okay, cool. Can I get anyone any cocktails? And then I just, you know what I mean? You just, you have a script. You have a script.
I love it so much.
But what you did was totally human. You know, it's a human thing. It's
and a young wanting to impress everyone thing.
That's a kind way to read it.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm sure that you excelled by the, what you said you did it for a summer or?
Yeah, for a summer.
I'm sure
so
you're
I didn't repeat
awesome.
Anything quite that horrific, thankfully.
They probably still tell this story to everyone to this day, too.
Yeah. Oh, my God. They probably do. Yeah. Clearly, I left the room, and they were like, what is wrong with this girl? Oh my God.
Yeah. I'm glad you didn't have a microphone set up in there to hear the reaction.
That is such a great story, though, Jennifer.
Funny story today.
Thank you so much for sharing it, and we hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks.
So good to talk to you.
Too.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, bye.
Isn't that hilarious?
That's so good.
Poor thing.
So good.
That's just the worst feeling,
we
man.
Don't have that. We
right?
don't have any
I know.
Of those.
I was like, we don't have that. But yeah, if you've gotten, yeah, those kind of things, like you just said, like with the table, like if you've gotten into that, like, those routine habits and you do something accidentally just because you're so, it's so ingrained and you're just used to doing it. We want to hear those stories. So
send
write
them in.
Us and tell us.
Write us and tell us and call us.
Do you want to give
I
us
do,
another
I do.
One?
Okay. So we talked about being stuck last week and I was like, oh, I want to find some stories where people got stuck. So I found one on Reddit and this is Lazy Honey Toast.
I love it.
And he writes... Honestly,
these names are always the best.
The names are so good. Lazy Honey Toast writes, the student housing I lived in during college was an old hotel building with two very slow elevators. I lived near the top on the 17th floor.
No, thank you.
No, baby. One night I cooked fish in my room and put what I didn't eat in a trash bag. For some reason, I put the bag outside on the deck where it was left for a couple days.
Gross. When I... So gross.
Okay. When I finally realized I should probably take it down to the trash.
The hot, stanky fish that's been rotten in the bag.
On the deck. I found that it had been infested with flies.
Gross.
Unsure of what to do, I cinched the top of the bag, trapping the flies in. I then proceed to take the elevator down, assuming that the flies would be trapped in. On the way down, we stop at least six times, up until the elevator was near full. On the 12th floor,
stop it! You know that bag stunk so bad.
flies erupt out of the trash bag. I drop it and shift my position into the back of the elevator to a more anonymous position.
This is the best story ever.
He basically dropped the bag and let it go open and all the flies flew and fish it stunk and flies. Like fish. And he just slumped to the back and pretended like, oh my God, whose is that?
Can you imagine?
People are in a frenzy for the remaining ride down. In a frenzy. They're like flapping like
flies. I'm taking the stairs. Let me off immediately. Emergency stop. Right, seriously.
They're on the 12th floor. They had 12 more floors to go.
That's so gross.
When we arrive at the ground floor, everyone pours out of the elevator screaming, swatting, and choking. I don't know what I was thinking. Can you imagine? Flies erupt out. So what does he do? He drops it back.
That's crazy.
And just lets nature take its course.
That's honestly crazy.
Like rotting fish comes out.
Now, I want to know, did he pick up the bag or did he just leave with everybody like, oh, I don't know whose that is. That's so crazy.
That's a great question.
And then it's just riding the elevator all day until they call someone to come get it with the flies.
What would you do? Would you do that? Would you get out with everyone and like swat around and then just go?
At that point, you've already like pretended it's not yours. You got to commit to the bit.
Someone in that elevator, I rush out and turn around and I'm like, who did that? I stare.
You know they have cameras in there though. So that's going to be the best part when he's like, he leaves with everybody else and they're like, hey, somebody left like a bag in there. It's so crazy. And they literally watch everything that happened on the cameras. It's going to be so funny.
It's actually so funny.
They're like, you're evicted. Goodbye.
They're like, knock, knock. Guess what? I saw you run down the street, but
You and your little stank fish flies have got to get out of here. That's so gross.
Isn't that gross?
You can't cook fish at home. You can't do it. It's got to be outside on a grill.
My husband doesn't like fish, so I never
so
get to cook it.
It's gross in your house, so it makes your whole house stink. It really does. It does. And when people take you, it is a no-no to take it to work and heat it up in the microwave
and stank up the whole office.
It's so gross.
That happens so often.
You know what? I mean, fish is really good for you, and yes, it is good, but also, like, I know, I don't like it cooked in the house. I'm like, cook it outside on the grill.
On the grill.
But I know you. If you're in an apartment, you don't have a grill, it's a whole, maybe he should have cooked it outside.
Maybe just get a grill for your deck.
It should have been a little one on the deck, one of those little portable ones.
Yes. Can you imagine, this is so random, walking down the street and just, like, a fish carcass hits you in the head because the person didn't want to bring it back inside, so they just tossed it over the edge.
So gross.
That's not good. But can you please send us your fish stories in the office? Thanks.
Those are embarrassing for sure.
Yeah, totally.
Okay. Our next story is anonymous, and he writes, in a past life, I was a self-employed electrician, dealing mostly in domestic additions and alterations. One such job had me in a client's ensuite bathroom, removing a center light and wiring and fitting four down lights in place of the central. I'm like, don't know what any of that means. Doesn't matter. All was going to plan, rigged up the drill and arbor with a 70 millimeter hole saw and dust cover and proceeded to cut out the lights. We get it. You're an electrician.
Okay? We get it. You killed it.
We get it. You're super technical.
You are really talented.
On the last light, the arbor came loose in the drill and spun out of the drill and into the client's washing hamper directly under it. Now, I should mention here that when I met the client and his wife, it became apparent that my client was married to an absolute stunner of a woman.
Oh, no.
Somewhere between Margot Robbie and Rachel McAdams.
Whoa.
I, of course, was in the process of digging the hole saw out of the washing hamper when the wife returned from the gym and walked into the ensuite bathroom.
Butt crack.
And stopped dead at the tradesman rifling in her dirty underwear.
What? Okay, wait, we relive it. What's going on in the hamper?
So he's been trying to fix the light and a piece of the drill or saw or something fell off.
He's in the hamper? He got in her hamper?
No. Were you listening to
yes,
the story?
Yes, I was.
So he is fixing the ceiling light.
Okay.
A piece of the saw has flown off and gone into the hamper.
Oh, shit.
So he's trying to dig it out and she walks in and thinks he's rifling through her underwear like, like being a perv.
Oh,
and he's already established. She's like super hot.
Oh,
he probably like.
Okay. Whoa. I missed all of that. I got stuck in the jargon. I got stuck in the technical talk.
In Margot Robbie.
So wait. Yeah, I was like visualizing. Okay. So she just thinks he's grabbing her panties.
Yes. So she's like, this perv is in here like digging through my underwear. When she walks into the bathroom, she's like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah,
like, he's like, because you don't expect your electrician to be in your hamper.
Right. And there's no way to do that.
There's what if he really was doing that? And this whole story is like the cover.
It's like, I swear there's a piece of saw in there.
After an awkward
I'm gonna have to dump it out.
Yeah. After an awkward laugh and an explanation, it was fine, but I still got the feeling she thought I was a closet perv.
Did he? I, you know what I do? I go, stay there, stay right there. Hold on. And then I just try to find the saw piece and then I bring it out. I'm like, did you want to cut yourself on this? I'm married. I have 3 kids. Okay. I don't look at other women. All right. Thanks.
Yeah. No, but that would be a weird thing if you walked into that. Like, think about it. Like, that is super weird.
I would
if
100%
you just
think
walked
she,
into
she
someone
thought.
Like digging through your dirty hamper. Like, that's
I would be
creepy.
Like, oh, yeah. I still probably, even after the explanation, would never invite them
you're
back.
Like, okay.
Okay. I'm sure
you
you're
put that in there so you'd
underwear.
Have that excuse if you saw me walk in the door.
A bit of your saw broke. I get it.
Yeah. Okay.
This is from BuzzFeed. And they write, I was on a lunch date with a guy I had been seeing casually during work hours. I was wearing a white button down and a pencil skirt. The area we ate in had a small step down as you left. I forgot about it and tripped, but kept it together for a few steps.
Oh, no.
Which is so funny when you just like, you're
the
like,
slow
I'm not going to
fall.
I'm falling. I'm not going to fall. I'm falling. When I finally lost my balance, it was onto another table's food, which I basically full face chest planted into.
She's
got her hands down and like slammed into someone's food with her chest and her face. Someone's just trying to eat. And that happens.
And she's in a pencil skirt, so she's like a penguin.
She's like a penguin.
A falling penguin.
So she writes, diner servers, my date, and managers all came running to see if I was okay. I just ran away as fast as I possibly could, yelling, I'm fine, over my shoulder. I called out for the rest of the day, and I never did get the stains out of that shirt. Mm. I think the idea of someone just full you're in the middle of a deep conversation with your best friend. You're like, oh my God, like, I can't believe and then just slam this woman's torso comes into your spaghetti.
Yeah.
You're and like, she just falls on the ground covered in your food. And you're just like, what the shit?
I was going to eat that.
I was going to eat that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so embarrassing.
It is incredibly embarrassing.
When you can't catch yourself.
And you know, everybody in the restaurant turns around and looks at you because there's a loud crash and you fell. And,
and your date's like, I think she's kind of, and sees it.
All eyes on you.
Yeah, all eyes on you.
And you do just have to waddle on out of there.
You just, looks like a crime scene, but you just go get to your car somehow.
You got
to
waddle away.
You waddle it out of the Arctic.
Okay.
Sorry. I stuck with it.
Arctic. Okay.
Poor children.
Next, we have another caller. Her name is Issa. And I think I'm saying that right. If I'm not, I'm so sorry. But I think it's Issa. It's ISA. And her handle on TikTok is ISAGLOPES_. So it's Issa Glopes, Issa G. Lopez and then an underscore.
Yes.
Yeah, on TikTok. She's so funny. And I saw her story on there. And I wrote her and I was like, hey. You want to tell it on a podcast?
I love it.
And I'm so happy she said yes. So let's call her up and see what she has to say.
Let's do it.
Hello?
Hi, is this Issa? Am I saying
it
right?
Yes,
it is. Okay. Like, okay, good. This is Katie and Mary Kate with the Beat Rub Podcast, and we are so excited to hear your story.
Yay! Thank you so much for being here and for telling us.
Of course. Yeah, no, this is... I mean, an embarrassing story, but I love sharing it because it's kind of hilarious.
It is hilarious. So I know what Mary-Kate does and she's hearing it blindly, which we love to do. So
this is a gift.
My gosh, I love
I'm just
that.
Unwrapping a gift.
She gets to hear it with everybody else when they hear it.
So fun.
That's amazing.
So whenever you're ready, you can get into it.
Okay. So this happened in 2022. And I will say my saving grace in all of this is that because of COVID, I was still wearing a mask. And that helped conceal my identity throughout all of this.
That is that's a bonus.
Very needed.
Yeah. One good thing that came out of the pandemic was being able to conceal.
Yes, was that I was able to conceal my identity throughout this embarrassing situation. But I was at a Pilates class and the class ended and it was right next door to a Home Goods. And I had no reason to be in the Home Goods, but I was like, you know what? It's right next door. Why not just window shop, walk
just wander around.
A
little bit. It's fun. Yeah. There's always a reason you
First
can find.
Mistake. First mistake. I learned very quickly that if I have no business being somewhere, I probably shouldn't be.
Oh my God.
But I am walking around the store, and because I don't need anything, I'm not paying too close attention. I'm kind of just like glancing over at things. And I eventually make my way over to the couch section. Mm-hmm. And You know those like very classic that you expect to see in Home Goods, white fluffy pillows.
Yeah, yes. The ones that are like different little hair, like like sheepskin.
Saggy almost. Yeah.
Yes, I love exactly. it.
So I saw those on the couches, and you know, I am the type of person that like needs to touch everything. So I went over to it and I touch it and I like squeeze, and then I went and I squeezed the second time. And by the time I squeezed the second time, I processed the first squeeze and realized that what I was touching was hard. And I was like, that isn't right. And then I feel my hand turning because the hard object was turning. And I realize I am now holding onto the head of an elderly woman.
What are you doing? That's so funny. That's so funny.
Yeah, my hand was just fully grabbing the elderly woman's head.
And you caressed, you squeezed it two times.
It was her hair.
I double squeezed.
It was her hair. She thought it was like, a pillow.
Was she asleep on the couch? Like, what happened?
Oh my God.
In my defense, she was very low into the seat. And so all I could see was the white.
So you were like behind the couch, like walking past, and you just saw like the white top.
Kudos to her for having such beautifully white hair, fluffy head.
She had such a fluffy head. Yeah, fluffy
you look at head. You're like, oh my gosh, that looks like a pillow from Huff. Like, I want to touch it.
So, how did they get poodle on here?
That is so funny. I can't.
She looks up at me in pure horror because obviously she now is being manhandled. In a Home Good.
She was like a
stranger
asleep.
Wearing a mask. And I learned that in like a flight or a fight or flight moment, I immediately fly. And so I don't even have time to process what's happening. Next thing I know, I'm bolting out of the store.
Yes.
Didn't apologize, didn't say a word.
I love it.
So much worse for her.
She thinks that was your whole goal, was to go grab a head and Home Goods.
Exactly. I was like, they probably think that this was, that I just have like this sick dream of like grabbing old ladies by the head.
It's so funny.
Run out, I'm in my car processing everything. And obviously in the age of TikTok, I was recording a TikTok being like, oh my God, I cannot believe this is happening. And as I'm sitting there, it's been maybe 3 minutes. Since I was in the store, I look out of my window and I see that she is now leaving the store with someone. And I was like, she was probably like, we got to get out of here. There's someone assaulting elderly.
I know.
She's like, people are crazy around here. We got to go. This is not safe.
Yeah, we cannot be here. And so I refused to go back to Home Goods for, the first time I went back was, I think, like 6 months ago. But I sent my mom in the following week. So I was like, you need to see if there's a wanted poster. Like, I feel like they have a like screen grab of me and they're like, beware of this lady. And so I sent her in. There wasn't, thank goodness. They weren't out looking for me.
You like dyed your hair just to make sure.
But I did stay away from Home Goods for a very long time, even in other cities. Like, my sister lives in South Carolina.
You're like, they got a bolo out on me. They got a bolo for you. They're like, do not.
I don't know how far this has gone.
If you see this woman, she's grabbing heads.
You're like, in every city, they have an undercover cop. Yeah.
She was like, someone tried to kill me.
She said that to the cops.
I just kept imagining her telling the story to other people and then being like, are you sure? And she's like, yes, I got grabbed by...
Oh, she got like dragged by her daughter there to look at pillows. And she's just like, I'm so tired. I'm going to sit on the couch. And then suddenly she's just being molested. She's like, what's happening?
Yeah.
Her new perm is getting like ruined.
I love that you didn't even say anything though.
Home Goods for me and her. Yeah.
It's so funny.
So many people ask me that. They're like, why didn't you say at least sorry? I was like, I couldn't process it.
There.
Next thing I knew, I was out the store.
You're in your car. I think I would have been like, oh my God, I thought you were a pillow. I'm so sorry. Even as funny as that is, that's what I would have probably said.
There's nothing funny than the runaway, than the fast drop runaway.
But I'm so glad you did, because then you told it on TikTok and I found you.
Yes. And now the world has found you.
Yeah. Exactly. Now everybody gets to hear your story because it's really funny. We don't have anything like that.
Beware if if they're in a Home Goods, double check.
Don't be old.
Double check that you're not grabbing an old lady's head. Oh, it's
yeah,
so good.
Yeah, onto the front of the couch.
I never thought I would have to advise people on, but that is my new advice in life.
Yeah, sage you're spreading
advice.
The word.
Sure
you know,
the pillow is actually a pillow.
That's your mission in life now. Spread the word.
I want a T-shirt that says "Make sure your pillow is a pillow." I do.
It's really a pillow.
It's sage advice. It applies to everything.
I love it. Well, I already told everyone your TikTok. Do you want to give any other information to everyone? You're so funny. They need to go follow
you for sure.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. No, I mean, TikTok is where people can find me.
That's where it's at. All right. We love it. Thank you so much for sharing.
Lisa.
And I hope you have an amazing rest of your day.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Yay. Bye.
You too.
Bye.
Bye.
Yes. Oh, it's so good.
Kills me.
Also, your old people voice is just chef's kiss.
It's just your favorite thing that I do.
It's so funny.
I just wanted to get a little seat here. I didn't know you were going to grab my head.
It's so stupid.
Stop.
All of my accents are just chef's kiss.
They're chef's kiss and phenomenal. I want a one-woman show that's hosted by that lady, and then it goes through a whole lifetime.
I didn't know you wanted to
Ireland.
Hold my hat.
Can you make that all the Irish?
please.
No,
I can't do it.
Come on.
No, it can't be old and Irish. Come on, it's gotta be one or the other. Okay.
Okay. Sure.
You gotta take your pick.
Okay. I'll tell it to Steven Spielberg when he asked me to do it. Anyways. Okay, that's tough. That's a tough one to follow, but here we go. This is entitled, for some reason, so this is on Reddit, and Clint writes this, but he titled it French Connection, which I do not understand, but it's funny. It's funny.
Maybe it took place in France.
So Clint writes, I arrived in Nashville, Tennessee for a night of boozing, my first time in this great city. A buddy and I asked a cab to take us to the hopping part of town. He obliged and brought us to Broadway. I felt like I was in a movie when walking down this street. It was just bar after bar with live bands playing in every single one. Really fucking cool, if you ask me. So, we find this three-story bar in the corner, decide we want to go to the top floor, then hop on the elevator. At this point, I'm fairly intoxicated and slightly slurring my words. A nice Tennessee couple gets on the elevator with us. I ask, how are you fine folks doing tonight? Only it sounded like, how are you fat fucks doing tonight?
Oh, no.
The lady goes, excuse me. Good times.
Oh, man.
Can you imagine?
No.
There's this movie that I watch where this guy is, what he imagines himself doing as a drunk person is like, you know, Broadway caliber choreography.
I love when they do that on shows and movies.
Yes.
It's so funny.
And then
funny.
You see what he really does.
That, like on Always Sunny when they did that episode. Yes. That was, it's so funny.
He's slurring his speech and falling over. But yeah, that's embarrassing. Can you imagine you get on a Tennessee couple? You're like, we're going to go out on town in Nashville.
You have two elevator stories. I love it.
I do. Yeah, I was looking. That elevator was going down on a deep dive.
Yeah. And you're stuck in there. Okay. My next story is anonymous also. And they write, was dropping off my car at the Walmart garage to have some tires changed. Me and my wife leave the car, but I remember, oh, she left her purse in the back seat. I go back to grab it quickly and head to the lobby area. I see her standing there and give her a little tap on the back. Me and my wife are always lightly tapping and pinching each other.
Cute.
And I say, all right, let's go. The woman who turns around was not my wife. Same hair color and height. Her back was to me, and her husband was staring death into me because from his point of view, I have just struck his wife randomly. So I hike up the purse I'm holding in order to make an exit, and then all of these gumballs come spilling out onto the floor. The night before, we were at a bar, and this bar randomly had a huge bag of old hard gumballs that they were giving out. So she literally filled her purse with them and forgot to empty them out that night. So here I am standing there, a guy holding a purse that just spilled out a shit ton of gumballs and who randomly hit a woman. I'm standing there in shocked silence as I have no clue what to do from sheer embarrassment. And the cashier behind the counter comes out and asks me the way you would ask a child, do you need help with anything, sir? I then realized they thought I was mentally challenged. All I could do was answer no as I bent down to clean up the gumballs while other people in the lobby helped me. I did not say a single word. I just put the gumballs in my purse and went away.
In my purse.
It was the most embarrassed I've ever felt in my life.
That is so funny. I
love it. It's like a circus.
The slam on the back. If I'm the person, they get slammed on the back, and then I turn, and the guy drops gumballs out of his out of a purse that he's holding. I am dead. I'm gonna die laughing. That's so funny.
I want to know what the purse looked like, and yeah, how big was it? How filled was it? Like colored gumballs
everywhere.
Doesn't talk the whole time, so no. He just accepts the help. He just is like, "I'm gonna go with this."
He's like, "We're all picking up gumballs today, and thank you for your kindness,
but thank you for your service."
Also, it's so random that there was a woman that looked just like his wife there.
Yeah, that happens. Like, though.
Another reality.
Yeah, it happened
too. This next story is from BuzzFeed, and I45A881C97 says. I was the world's worst waitress. I was carrying two bowls of soup on a silver tray. The restaurant layout was such that you walked through a main restaurant, out to the bar, turned into a corridor where the front door was, and then went upstairs to the table I was taking the soup to. I was so paranoid about spilling the soup that I was just staring at the bowls. I missed the fact that I needed to turn a corner to head up the stairs and walk straight into a wall.
Oh,
not no. Not only did both bowls of soup go all over me, but I walked so fast into the wall that I smashed my face on it and gave myself a nosebleed.
Oh, no. That's so horrible.
I knew I looked an absolute show, covered in soup and blood. So the only thing I could think to do was walk out the front door to avoid the main dining room. I went around the building to the back gate that was locked and had to pound for several minutes until my boss opened up and just laughed his arse off at the state of me. Can you imagine?
So she sounds Irish if she said arse.
Okay, time for you to do
like she is Irish if she said I don't even know. I don't know. I can't do it. I can't do both together. I just can't.
Can
I got to practice it. I got to practice it.
Okay,
I can't be on
next
here.
Week.
Okay, I got to work on it. Okay.
But can you imagine you're sitting in that restaurant and you're like, oh, like eating whatever, your soup, and you look out the window and there's this like blood covered, like soup covered mess that just like floats past the window.
And she probably got burned, poor thing.
She probably got hurt second degree
burns. Hot soups. A face to the face plant.
Nose.
Bloody nose. Broke your nose.
Broken shards of bowl.
Yeah, it's
on the ground.
So she didn't clean it up. She flew
ran.
As well.
She flew the same.
She's like, goodbye. Everybody's flying the scene today. That's what you have to do. You have to flee.
You got
to
go. I think
flee the scene.
Leave them wanting more. You know.
That's our show. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please tell a friend, rate, review, and subscribe. That helps us move up the charts. And if you've got a story that made you turn beet red, you can email us at beetredpodcast@gmail.com.
And we love our Patreon subscribers. So if you want to subscribe to our Patreon page, you can find it in our show notes. And if you can't beat them,
join them. See you next week.